And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Help me.
S-I-N.
Seriously Ignorant.
Yes. Catch Damon on Thursday through Sunday for 6 big shows at the Funny Bone in Toledo. Seriously Ignorant News correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a man who really could use the nicotine patch. Seriously, Damon.
Seriously, Tom. As serious as a bipolar bisexual.
Oh, my God.
They are all over the place. You don't know where he's going or coming, doing or not. Okay. All right, Tom. Pittsburgh man Paul Cameron was in court receiving his sentence for a 2013 bank robbery. Now, the robbery seemed like it was well planned, because usually on these seriously ignorant bank robberies, we have somebody stupid, like they'll leave their ID at the bank, or they live across the street from the bank, or they waited on the bus stop for their getaway. But Paul had his stuff together, it seems. He approached the teller and gave her a note that said, "Give me money, no die packs, no alarms." Sounds professional there. The teller complies, gives him the money, but then he escapes the bank with the money. But during his escape, he even changed his shirt so nobody would notice who he was. And then he saw something he really wanted, which was a cigarette. So he stopped to bum a square, like we call it, off a road crew worker near the bank. So the worker noticed that he was, you know, acting suspicious, and he had saw him change his shirt. So he told the police. Now, when they get they back in court now. And his defense lawyer was saying, well, can he at least get a reduced sentence because he has a lifelong alcohol problem? The judge said nope and gave him 12 years. And here's my 2 cents. If you just robbed a bank, you should have enough money to go buy 10 packs of cigarettes. Why would you stop and borrow a cigarette? His lawyer would have been better off claiming he had a tobacco problem. I mean, at least that'll make more sense, because I'm baffled. I don't understand that. What is in that nicotine, man? Nicotine is a hell of a drug, and it's expensive. You know, in the hood, that people can't even afford to buy whole packs of cigarettes?
Yeah.
There's a whole industry in the hood of loose cigarettes.
Isn't that what Eric Garner
in New York
used to sell?
Loose, yeah.
Absolutely. Loose squares, what they call them here. And then some guys try to front. I saw a dude buy 3 loose squares. Then he pulled out an old Newport box and put him in the box like he balling with a whole pack. Seriously. As serious as a chubby gymnast.
Okay. Wow. Really? That tickled you.
They talk all about tumbling.
Tumbling.
They all go chubby after a while.
Because they short, compact people.
Yeah, right.
All right, now this next story, Tom, I believe it's great to have faith. I believe in the Lord. Tom, I even think it's cool to go to church. What about you? Anyway. But I do think it's detrimental when people take it too far. All right, like this lady, Christy Rhymes of Oklahoma. Miss Rhymes is accused of fraud because she went in a restaurant, she had some drinks, she ate a meal, and then when it came time to pay the bill, she said she didn't have any money. But she said her husband was on his way to pay the bill. That's right. But her husband, she said, is Jesus Christ.
Hello.
Yep. She said she was married to Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. She said, I have to admit, we don't have a marriage license, but he is on his way, and he's going to pay cash for my tab.
How'd that work for her?
They locked her ass up, Tom. Hey. And I bet she's sitting there waiting on her father-in-law to pay the bill. And for the slow people, her father-in-law would be God, okay? Seriously. As serious as bald guys that still shave that bald spot.
Yeah.
Why we don't just go around that spot? I still put cream and shave that spot. Like it's hope for that spot. But I'm reporting to you live, and I'm sitting on the other side of the glass until Jay shows up, your chief correspondent, Damon Williams.